From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The FBI has made a number of errors during surveillance operations intended to catch terrorists and spies. Newly released documents show that FBI agents often continued wiretapping and physical searches long after legal authorization had expired. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The documents show that FBI agents may have violated guidelines developed for special wiretaps and searches authorized under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That law allows surveillance of potential spies or terrorists before there's any evidence of a crime. But agents must follow a heavy set of rules in order to avoid infringing on civil liberties. David Sobel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center requested the documents under the Freedom of Information Act.
Really, what we have is a process that exists within the FBI and the upper levels of the executive branch to identify questionable intelligence activities with no public or congressional oversight of that process.
The documents are heavily redacted for national security reasons, but they show that one rookie agent, for example, obtained financial information without asking her boss. Only high-level agents can approve such actions. In other cases, the FBI continued surveillance of a target well over a year after authorization had expired. The FBI is required to report all of these violations to a special committee of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board. That's an appointed group of prominent citizens that advises the White House. David Sobel says we have no way of knowing what happens to the information after it's reported to that board.
The Intelligence Oversight Board considers all of its activities, including any follow-up that it might take when it is made aware of these activities. Its position is that whatever it does is highly classified and subject to executive privilege.
But the FBI says there's much less here than meets the eye. Spokesman John Miller says any actual violations are trivial.
And the vast majority of the actual violations don't have to do with electronic surveillance or eavesdropping or wiretaps. They have to do with case management. Were memos filed on time? Did investigations stretch over a date when they should have been updated?
FBI counterterror and counterespionage wiretaps have increased dramatically since 9/11. So the FBI says it's no surprise that agents operating under that kind of pressure might make some administrative errors. Counterterror investigators face a mountain of paper. They must report to a special division of the Justice Department and to a special Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which oversees these so-called FISA warrants. Michael Woods, former general counsel for the Bureau, says he saw lots of technical violations of surveillance rules, but few added up to anything.
The execution of a FISA warrant is a very technical process. There are lots of places where mistakes can be made. Some of them are significant in the impact on privacy. Some of them are not. All of them get reported.
The Electronic Privacy Information Center received these documents as part of an effort to assess how the Bureau is using the parts of the USA Patriot Act that expire at the end of this year. The documents don't really indicate what role the act is playing, but the center's David Sobel says they do underscore the problem of dealing with law enforcement activities that are conducted in secret.
We have no way of knowing whether any remedial action is taken, whether the Intelligence Oversight Board merely files these reports away, or whether it does actively intervene.
Sobel asked for these documents months ago as Congress began to consider reauthorization of the USA Patriot Act, which greatly expanded the FBI's investigative powers. They happen to come out just as lawmakers from the House and Senate are getting ready to work out a final bill. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
You can read the declassified FBI documents on surveillance violations at our website, npr.org.